We each try to do as good a newscast as we possibly can and serve the public as best we possibly can. But the days of the scoop really are over. I mean, to have it first doesn't mean a darn thing. Because, first of all, you only have it first to the audience that is listening to you at that particular moment. And it doesn't mean a darn thing to anybody else. I mean, if you have a story that breaks and you get it 10 seconds or even if you get it 20 minutes before another station, what does that mean to the other listeners that are listening someplace else? In fact, I find that most of the local reporters almost work together as a team. They exchange their notes and they exchange their facts, and we all get it on approximately the same time. The day of the fedora with the press card sticking out of the hat is gone, long gone.
What about style books? Same thing there?
We don't really go for style books per se here at WMCA at all. We have professionals that have been in the business for a long time. We have a standard operating procedure. This they follow. But as far as style books per se, I think that's also going on with a bustle.
Warren Dean at 7:45. And a bitterly disputed budget comes before the Nassau County Supervisors. That'll be today, and the vote is expected to favor holding the line on the general tax fund rate. New Jersey's Transportation Commissioner Louis Gambaccini says that unless Conrail cleans up its act with dramatic improvements, its contract will not be renewed in the Garden State next summer. All schools in the city of New Haven, Connecticut, will be closed today in memory of a teacher, Anthony Annunziata, who was shot and killed Thursday during an apparent robbery attempt. An armed man who had seriously wounded two New York State police investigators in New Salem was killed last night when troopers stormed a house where the victim had been holding them at bay. 14 before 8 o'clock, 29 degrees and clear.
This story, I guess, is one entitled Go Up the Wall On, right? It says New York State's Welfare Inspector General said that although the courts had issued orders last year for the repayment of more than $1 million by New York City welfare clients who had hidden their assets or resources, through last May, the city had collected only $59,000, or 5 cents on the dollar. And they expressed one case in which he says the agency was owed $35,000. A court ordered the repayment of $35,000 from a welfare client. $35,000. And the agency prescribed a repayment schedule of $1.27 a week, under which it would take nearly six centuries to pay off the full amount.
You get the indication we're living in a wild world? Good morning. You're on WMCA.